Hi, welcome to On Manorama Movie Podcast, Start Action Cut. Today, we are decoding the Malayalam movie Manjummal Boys, written and directed by Chidambaram, and starring an ensemble cast led by Sobhin Shah. The movie is creating a lot of excitement, especially among the youth. So there are people who say that they are not getting the tickets. So what is creating the excitement? What is creating the hype? And now, Princy and Ashwin are joining to discuss the film. Princy, you had reviewed the movie. So, Princy, why do you think there is a lot of excitement surrounding this survival thriller? What do you say?
Yes, Padmakumar, like you mentioned, you know, the movie is running to houseful shows and everything. So, I think a part of it attributes to the fact that there is this Kochi vibe revolving around this movie. And also, it's like Romanjam, you know, an all-boys gang. I think that has to be. There's this bro code that exists in the movie, throughout the movie. And probably that kind of generated a kind of vibe among the audience. Also, I kind of remember when Sushin Sham, the music composer of the movie, had mentioned that Manjummal Boys would be a completely different experience altogether. And he had mentioned how the music would play a very important role in the movie. And that created a hype because he had particularly said that he was making an instrument exclusively for this movie. And I think all this, you know, the word of mouth revolving around this film played a huge role in creating this hype.
Yes, Princy, as you said, the bro vibe and the camaraderie must have played a lot in making the movie such a hit from the outset itself. Ashwin, you too had watched the movie. What's your take on this?
Well, I think we always have an innate feeling to derive strength from stories of hope and resilience. So even in Malayalam, whenever films like 2018 got released, people accepted it. There were rave reviews about this film. So I think this applies to this film also. It's a kind of a real life incident. And it is well told, and it has got a wonderful cast and crew, and it comes from a director who has had a wonderful outing with this first film. So all those would have contributed to this huge reviews.
Yeah, as you said, Chidambaram, the director who made the film, Janeman. So that's also a factor, because when we sit in the theater, you can hear the hoots and cheers every now and then. Actually, the subject is very, very common. It's a survival thriller. A group of friends, they go for a trek, and then one of them just meet with an accident. So, yet, what do you think about the subject? How was it made such a gripping, such an engrossing narrative, Ashwin?
I think when it comes to survival thrillers, these are based on true incidents. So as viewers, we know what is going to happen. And that's where the challenge is. The story takes the back seat, because if a film still has to work, it has to be through the characters, the scenes and the progression. And in this film, I think Chidambaram works all these challenges to his advantage, especially with his characters. There is this motley bunch of guys who have grown up together in a village, all coming from humble circumstances. I mean, these guys are so unpredictable that they would break into a gig in a wedding party and just wouldn't stop simply because they were invited by chance. And their game for a tug of war in the heat of the moment because they were provoked for a challenge. And in these moments, they radiate a kind of an exuberant recklessness combined with a sparkling chemistry, something that makes us connect with them and care for them. The film gets it right in terms of its characters. They are so well glued together that it is as if they just wouldn't give up on each other. We are convinced that they would go to any extent to save each other.
Yeah, that we see. The way the film is narrated, the treatment and how it's flowing. Actually, for me, the first half was very, very trivial. And there was the same happy-go-lucky charm to the whole drama. Initially, there was no much substance in the fun and the frolic we were witnessing. But towards the second half, I think the drama is elevated to a next level. So I think the director has done a very marvelous job in creating the film in such a fantastic fashion to keep the attention of the audience intact throughout. So Princy, would you shed some light on the treatment and the flow? How was it made so interesting?
You know, generally, I think you mentioned that there's this fun and frolic, and you know, it really does not need to make sense. You know, there's the same kind of thing that existed in a Tallumala kind of film. You know, that kind of vibe and what's happening, and that kind of catches on to you. And I think that worked well. I liked how the filmmaker tried to establish that fun vibe in the movie from the start, and the gang is somewhat similar to the gang in Janeman. There is this confusion about life, yet a determination to live it. That echoes in the treatment of the movie. I liked how realistic the film felt with no hints of melodrama. The directors show when he needs to add humor and when not to, or precisely not. He knows when not to make it seem over the top. An issue which was felt in a survival thriller like Nirali. Then, of course, this is a real-life drama and the people are real. So that kind of connects with you already. And even though the characters, not all the characters have a huge character arc, but somehow or the other, the film director, Chidambaram, has managed to make us feel for all of them in one way or the other. And in treatment, I felt there was some kind of similarity to the Jennifer Garner starrer, Miracles from Heaven, because at the end, the audience and friends in Manumel Boys are still holding on to a certain hope. Just like Ashwin had mentioned, you know, survival is man's natural instinct. And the first thing that comes to your mind is, how do I get myself, you know, out of this situation? And, you know, all those things and that kind of treatment that was shown in the movie, it all worked quite well for Manumel Boys.
Yeah. But I think survival in itself is not a guarantee for making a successful film. I'm not making an outright comparison, but I would like to point out that Malayan Kunju was also a survival thriller, but it was not as captivating. I don't know, it had appealed to anyone much. But when you talk about the treatment, how was it made? How was the highs and lows were created, crafted in this movie in terms of the treatment of the movie to make it flow smoothly, Ashwin?
Well, as Padmakumar rightly pointed out, Malayan Kunja was made as a survival thriller, but many of us actually failed to connect with this film. And one of those issues was this feeling of claustrophobia, because getting too accustomed to that closed space kind of brings in a tedium. And I think this is one point where Chidambaram has woven in some magic, because right after the interval, the scene begins with a hide-and-seek game. And while doing so, he is serving a dual purpose. Like, he takes away the tedium of suffering of a wrecked human being smeared in filth and blood, confined in a dark, cramped space. And there is this endless sense of despair that grows on both the character and on the viewers. So once you break away from that dark space, he offers refreshing images of children running across a meadow, jumping into this river. And at that point, he also asserts the fact that how bonded these people are right from their childhood, how much they care for each other. And the pivotal character, he also gives flashes of character traits, like Putin, the oldest among them, always is like an elderly man watching out for his little brother. So what Chidambaram does is a very simple thing. Like, he builds these moments of ebullience, but also he shows brief but very clear flashes of character traits, which kind of adds up to the rousing climatic moment.
Yeah. And also, I think the way Chidambaram weaved the childhood and the adult wisdom together to narrate the story was very engrossing. So also, there is some attributes to the Tamil movie and Tamil song, how it was played to enhance the charm, the excitement and the vibrance of the whole story. Would you like to shed some light on that, Ashwin? The Tamil movie starring Kamal Haasan.
Well, when it comes to this references to this film Guna, well, I have read that this Guna was not a hit in theaters. Then it went on to become a huge hit, like when it was started streaming in OTT platforms and YouTube. Chidambaram, who has written and directed this film, has made a beautiful use of this references to film Guna. Starting with this use of title animation played out to the background of that hit song. And then it also surprises us. Like, towards the end, we are used to hearing to some rousing music towards the end. And somehow when that rescue moment happens, the music switches to this hit song. And this song, for years, it has had a tragic aura around it, because in Guna, we all know how it ends. The film ends on a tragic note for the hero and the heroine. But in this film, it suddenly assumes a sense of rebirth. This song has a kind of a new life to it. So I think that part was beautifully used. And even while presenting the setting of this film, we see these men like going around the streets and looking for those chintzy compact discs. And one of the shopkeeper even suggests this song will be apt for your trip. So those moments are nicely inserted, which kind of uplifts the mood of the film.
Yeah. Princey, you had said earlier that the music of Guna, I mean the song, Kanmani Anpur, and how it conjures the magic of the early film, early Tamil film in this Manjumal.
So like Ashwin just mentioned, you know, it is how the song Kanmani Anpur has been placed in the movie, you know, in the beginning and in the crucial moment towards the climax. That adds so much beauty, and I just loved how Ashwin just, you know, beautifully phrased it, you know, that it kind of recreated a different mood to the whole song. And maybe all that, you know, worked really well in terms of the Guna movie attribution in this film.
Yes, Princey. And also, along with the song, the BGM of the whole film. And I think, as you mentioned earlier, Sushin Shyam's statement regarding the BGM, and he invented some new instrument for that, for this movie in particular. So how do you think? For me, the BGM was so embedded into the movie that you hardly hear it apart, separate.
Yes, Satman Kumar. Sushin Shyam's background score and songs, they do blend well with the film. But, you know, maybe because this is a survival drama and you're always kind of expecting an edge of the seat kind of thriller and the kind of background score that comes along with it. So for me, it didn't feel out of the ordinary for all the claims that they made. And maybe that kind of created an expectation among in the audience as a viewer for me. So it kind of felt ordinary to me, but that said and done, it definitely that this is a subtle way that he's used to blend the music that really is a highlight of the film.
Ashwin, what's your point on this?
I agree with what Princey said regarding music and BGM. But to add to it, I was really touched by the way they made use of stillness and silence in that film. Like when that critical moment happens, there is absolute silence. Like it kind of hits us out of the blue. And it was like a pack of wild stallions who were cut loose, being reined in by some unstoppable force. They just freeze. They can't move around. They just gape at each other, not knowing what to do. At that time, the use of silence was, I think that was perfect. And there is one scene where they kind of managed to extract him. And then there is absolute silence followed by a still tracking shot, which also added to the mood of the film.
Yeah. And also for me, there are so many highlight moments in this film, especially the rescue scenes.
Like as Padmoma said, that moment was really lovely. It was really touching. But for me, there were some other moments which worked for me. For instance, when they were on their trip to Kodaikanal, there is a scene when the taxi driver sits with Srinath Bhasi and talks about God, whether you believe in God or not, things like that. And right from the moment he gets trapped, all these villagers, the tea shop man, the other persons, they build a kind of a mythical aura about this cave, something of a devilish kind. And it is aptly named Devil's Kitchen. So we know that even this is being reigned by a devil and even gods cannot reach this cave. The kind of visuals, the kind of music we hear add to this element. And when he's extracted, there are women who consider him a god. He is reborn. Suddenly, Chidambaram adds, kind of brings in a new proportion to the entire narrative. They touch his feet. They pray for him. It's like a god who has returned from the depths of a devil, depths of a world reigned by devil. I thought that was a magical moment in that film. And also, the attention to detail they have given in this film, like as they walk along, because this film happens in 2006. So all those little things like bright, colorful posters of that studio, the Hero Honda Splendor bike smartly placed by the wall as they walk, make their way to the playground. Even the way Soumen Shah, the character played by Soumen Shah, his shoulder gets jammed against the crevice. And in the hospital, we see Srinath Pasi being treated. And in the background, it is the medicine is applied rightly on his right shoulder. So all those little attention to detail elevated that film in terms of highlights.
So Princey, what were the highlight moments for you in this film?
So Padma Kumar, for me, you know, when I saw the trailer, I initially thought it would be like the James Franco 127 hours movie, which, you know, would be around the victims' fight for survival. But Chidambaram plays this more about friendship and how the friends played a crucial role in his survival and how he was brought back to life. And that was a pleasant surprise to me. And I like the introduction scenes, you know, that vibe, how it was created, and that was good. And one particular thing, what I felt was, I liked that they addressed the post-survival phase of the victim, you know. Most movies, they end with a fairy tale ending. And but this was real and raw. And they actually showed how this victim was trying to come back to life, you know, the struggles that he faced after coming back. So that was a good thing. And also bringing this tug of war element into the movie and how a skill that they were very good at comes to play at a very crucial moment in their life shows how it kind of exemplifies how important skills and such things are important in our daily lives. So I kind of liked how they stressed on that.
Nicely put, Princey. But as much as I love the way you described it, I beg to disagree on certain counts, especially in that rescue moment. Because Soumen gets into that cave, solely guided by, driven by his emotions. He is told how to tie the knot. It just doesn't register. And when he gets closer to Srinath Pasi, it becomes even harder for him. But somehow it is shown that he manages to tie a rope around him, tries to, you know, raise him, lifts him. The entire process looked way too easy for me. I wish there was more struggle. I wish there was more hardship so that it would have only made the film even better. I mean, it's so hard to find flaws in this. It's a beautifully made film. But I'm just pointing out what I felt.
Yeah, I also agree to this, because one more thing, that the character of Srinath Pasi lying precariously on the rock, and he could slither down any moment. And Kuttan, the character of Soumen Shahir, he tries to lift him up. But they could have shown a little further to show the danger of the situation and made some extra critical moments in the film to make it more exciting.
Yes, when you talk about and when you put it in that way, definitely the survival drama there seemed towards the end seemed a little easy. What I felt was, you know, after Subhash was taken out of the cave, you know, things seemed more easy. Like, you know, he was handled in such a way, you know, he's given water and he's even being forced to eat food. You know, those are things that, you know, this man, this character, he's actually survived such a huge fall. And it's so literally impossible to be making him drink water as if he just had a small scare or a small fall somewhere or something of that sort. And I think Chidambaram, who is, he's proved with his previous work and even in this film that how good he is with characters and researching about their emotions and all that. But this side of maybe the medical aspect of, you know, what happens to a victim who's severely injured, that should have been given a little more research and study should have gone into the making of that character at that particular moment.
Yes, Princey. So that brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Start Action Cut, produced and hosted by me, Padma Kumar, with technical production by Idea Brew Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for more podcasts on movies, and be sure to come back for the next episode of Start Action Cut, out on Monday. Thank you.